I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, May 8. Coming up, 15,000 apprenticeship spaces identified under HOPE program, lands leased to Red Stripe for cassava cultivation, and $600 million earmarked to upgrade health institutions. The news in detail after this message.
Police emergency.
Good night, officer. I hope the thieves them don't give the police them no trouble tonight. Cause you know them a loser.
Thank you, ma'am. If you see anything though, don't be afraid to call us and keep safe.
Yes, man. Uno are my best friend.
All right, that's good to know. Have a good night, ma'am.
All right.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force is urging persons to use the police 119 number only for situations that require immediate assistance from the police, fire department, or ambulance. Doing otherwise could delay assistance to someone with a real emergency, a message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Newly installed National Coordinator of the Housing Opportunity, Production and Employment HOPE program, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman, says 15,000 apprenticeship spaces have already been identified for participants. Lieutenant Colonel Rickman says the service opportunities are in the areas of document management and digitizing, environmental management, geographic information systems, infrastructure and construction, registration verification and audit, hospitality, and enlistment in the Jamaica Defense Force, the JDF. He says the participants will give national service in these areas while receiving instruction under a core training program.
All participants or interns will be trained in a core training program comprised of life skills, cultural awareness, volunteerism, and mentorship, and then be given the specific skills training, after which they will be allowed to work in that skill area for a stipend with a savings component.
Lieutenant Colonel Rickman was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Monday. Participation in the HOPE program will last for at least 1 year. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has signed a 25-year agreement with brewing company Red Stripe for the lease of 247 hectares of land for the mass production of cassava to be used in the company's beverages. The agreement, signed between the government's land management company SCJ Holdings Limited and Red Stripe, will see land located in Little Windsor, St. Catherine, leased to Red Stripe to expand cassava cultivation. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says the initiative is in keeping with the ministry's import substitution program, which seeks to reduce the country's food import bill by attaining self-sufficiency in crop production.
This is an excellent start to something that I think is going to bear great fruit in the future. This relationship has the effect on our economy that we are all striving to realize. That is, the reduction of imports and the expansion of employment opportunities.
Mr. Samuda was speaking at the signing ceremony on May 5. A total of $600 million will be spent to improve health institutions island-wide. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says the projects are critical to the efficient functioning of several of the island's health institutions. He points out that project planning activities have been completed and improvement works will get underway in short order. Some of the initiatives include procurement of 2 mental health buses, upgrading of elevators at the National Chest, Kingston Public and Spanish Town hospitals, and procurement of critical equipment for hospitals in St. Anne, St. Mary and Portland. Other projects, the health minister says, include roof repair at the Maypen, Mandeville Regional and Chapelton Hospitals, completion of the outstanding project for the health information system at Black River Hospital, and project development at St. Anne's Bay Comprehensive Health Center, as well as expansion of the St. Anne Health Department. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has assured residents of central Clarendon affected by flood rains in late April that the government will be assisting them with recovery. He gave the assurance during a recent tour of sections of the parish. Mr. Holness says assessments of the resulting damage and dislocation are being conducted to determine the extent of the response to be provided. Support will be managed by the Ministries of Local Government and Community Development and Labour and Social Security, as well as the Social Development Commission. The Prime Minister also pledged to personally assist the children living in the Central Clarendon constituency with school supplies, among other provisions. The Clarendon Municipal Corporation estimates that approximately 5,000 residents suffered losses due to flood rains over a 2-day period. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.